said that you have to like imagine the craziest, wildest thing that you never thought possible for your life and go and do it right now. And that moment I was like, what is the craziest, most random thing? Like I didn't know what that could be for me. And
this is the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast, and I'm Lucretia L.C. Thomas. Each week, I'm chatting with some incredible women across all industries and backgrounds who've agreed to tell the truth about what it really means to hustle. It's time for us to be honest, to let other women know that they aren't alone, to share our mountains and our valleys, to practice self-care, and celebrate our wins together. It's time to hear the truth from the women behind the hustle. This is the Girl Behind the Hustle, and I'm your host, Lucretia L.C. Thomas. Hey, girlfriends, it's Lucretia, your host. Thank you so much for checking out the podcast today. Today, we are up for another Rewind episode. This episode is featuring Stephanie Flora. It is still one of my all-time favorite episodes, mainly because it just caused me to take action in my life and to look at things that I was doing. And you're going to hear one of my favorite quotes when Stephanie just states this call to action to think of the wildest, most imaginable thing that we can for our life and to go do that thing. So I'm excited to share this episode with you. If you've heard it before, it is a great reminder. If this is your first time hearing it, I hope that you love it. And Stephanie Flora has so much going on right now. So I just invite you to check out her page on Instagram. If you can, check her out there. And then as well, she launched recently a new beauty box called the Latin America Beauty Rituals Box. You can find out more about that and purchase and see all the amazing things she has there at the website www.aroundtheworldbeautyjourneys.com. So I'm excited for you to get into this episode. Let's take a listen. Today on the show, I'm chatting with New York City-based celebrity makeup artist, Stephanie Flora. Stephanie has worked with some of the most influential celebrities out there, from Mariah Carey to Sting. Her global beauty tips have been published in Marie Claire, Glamour, Oprah Magazine, Allure, Cosmo, and the Travel Channel. She's also been named as one of Latina Magazine's beauty vanguards and was featured in Glamour and Skyla's Making Her Mark campaign. Flora's expertise in multicultural beauty has made her a go-to ambassador for leading cosmetic brands such as Clinique, Maybelline, and many more. Stephanie founded AroundTheWorldBeauty.com, a beauty travel platform focused on celebrating diversity and beauty rituals of women around the world. Through this platform, she provides workshops and curated beauty journeys inspired by the deeper meaning of beauty. Welcome to the show, Stephanie. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. I'm so happy to have you here today. So tell my listeners just a little bit about your story and who you are.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm like what you like to call a makeup artist, beauty junkie turned entrepreneur in travel. For me, I've been an entrepreneur since about 14 years old, from selling headbands to Chinese slippers in high school. I've always had a passion for being able to live at 100% your life. You know, I'm a product of a Latin family, which, you know, for me is such an important part of who I am, because that idea of giving up and not living your ultimate life with your dreams coming true is really not an option for me. So for me, as a makeup artist, I hit my peak at about 6 years ago, where I was living the life that I never even thought I could ever live as an artist, doing what I loved, but I still didn't feel content. And I felt like there was something more out there that I wanted to discover within myself and within the world. So I packed my bags, I took all the money out of my savings account, and I traveled the world. And now, 6 years later, we have a very successful blog. We operate tours to 5 different destinations around the world. And we're literally changing the way people are seeing beauty in regards to travel. So from being a beauty director to a female travel magazine to being a writer, you know, the hustle is real.
And, it is.
The hustle is really real. And it's moments like this where we get to share it with other fellow entrepreneurs, the reality of what it's like to try to live your best life and try to make your dreams come true. So that's a little bit about me in regards to where I am today.
Okay. Do you feel like your heritage or culture or upbringing played any part, or what part did it play in the way that you hustle?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always say this to my family members, to my brother, to my cousins. You know, I'm first generation in this country. So for me, there's no excuses. Like if there's a moment where I feel like something is not achievable, I just think back to the story of my mother coming to this country with not knowing a language, not knowing anyone, with no family, with no money, and the life that she was able to give us. So for me, I do have a privilege and I don't take that lightly. So I feel like when people are willing to give up after one door knock, I'm willing to knock again. Because I feel like that energy and that part of my DNA through my family story is so embedded in me and who I am as well. So,
yes, I love that. Sometimes you got to go around to the back door, you know, it's like you got to keep knocking until it opens.
Yeah. Absolutely. And the reality is the door for us sometimes isn't always going to be opened. And, you know, we got to sneak in. We got to get in there.
We got to get in there. Absolutely. So you have a lot. You have a lot going on. How do you manage your day? Like, what's a typical day for you? What's the first thing you do in the morning?
The first thing that I do in the morning is have accountability with myself. The one thing that I've come to realize, and literally just in the last few months, I would say, or maybe in the last year, is that as business entrepreneurs, as owners of our own companies, our 9-to-5 doesn't look the same. If we get up late, why beat ourselves up about it? If we, you know, if we did, you know, we can make the time the way that we want to. So for me, when I wake up, I try to be very compassionate with myself, because for a long time I wasn't. If I wasn't up by 6 a.m. or 5 a.m., I felt like I was already a failure before the day started. And now I decide to open up my eyes, look at my planner, because I would never be able to live without my planner that I have to write everything in. And I take accountability for what needs to be done in the day. And then I'm honest with myself about when do I want to start my day. And that's my first thing. And I drink water. Those are like my two go-to things.
Awesome. And so how many hustles do you have?
Right now I have, let me count.
I know. I tell people that like every hustler I know, there's more than one. We may not know about all of them, but there's always more than one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the main hustle is the Around the World Beauty. And within that within that business, there is the blogging part of it, which is getting clients to pay you for advertising on the site. Then there's handling the writers that are blogging on the site for you. And then there's sharing the stuff that's written on the site, on Instagram, on your blog, and making sure people are seeing it. So that's one hustle. The other hustle is my tour company. It's marketing it so I get people to come on the tour. It's handling the finances on that end. It's talking to my tour operators. So that's two. And then there's three, which is the one where we're building a walking experience in Morocco. And we do one here in New York where women that just love beauty can come and go shopping with us and learn about our beauty philosophy, which is about inner beauty, outer beauty, as well as ethio beauty, which is spiritual beauty. So we're doing that hustle, trying to get awareness around that, because we feel like that's actually probably the most important part of everything. Because, you know, yes, women are traveling around the world, but are women really having the conversation of beauty in a deeper sense? So that's our third hustle. And then I would say like my last, definitely not my last, but the last, I would say, circle in the mind map is my career as a makeup artist, which is still such an important part of me being able to financially live my life. And I still love it so much. So it's so hard to just walk away from that hustle, because it drives my finances, because I've been able to build a career in that. And it also brings me so much satisfaction. But that career alone it's a dream career. So it takes nurturing. It takes building relationships. It takes also having that personality and that persona online as well. So all those hustles take 100%. There's no way that one of them can be less than, because one will fail, because it's dream careers, you know?
Yes, definitely. Are you a one-woman show? Like, how do you get it all done? What's your tribe look like?
Yeah, so I would say that I have two girls that work with me. They're what I like to call our genius team. And they're amazing. They really do help me. But that alone is also a hustle, is managing people. That alone is a job. And when you're an entrepreneur, I feel like you're not really shown how to manage others if you've never worked under a business environment. So I've been learning how to build a team. And that's my main priority in 2019, is I have these two girls that help me so much. And but a lot of it is really still myself. And thank God to the apps like Planoly and even something like this that just makes life a little bit easier when it comes to trying to get these things off the ground. So
Absolutely. What's one of the biggest challenges that you've had to face in all of your roles?
I would say what the main challenge is definitely building a team. Like I mentioned, when you enter the world of hustle and entrepreneurship, especially when there is no roadmap for what you're trying to create, there's going to be a lot of mistakes. But I don't like to call them mistakes. I call them learning lessons because we have to mess up in order to see the truth and the light in that opportunity. So the biggest challenges is, again, being compassionate and telling myself and telling yourself, like, I'm doing the best that I can today. Every day is an experiment if it's going to work or if it's not going to work. And for me, the challenge has been to be able to grow a team with knowing that maybe there isn't all these funds that I can just pay people to do what they do. So learning how to manage people that really want to be there to help you and do it effectively, with putting your ego aside, with not overwhelming people, with also as an owner being able to show up every single day at 100%. Like you need to be there an hour before preparing what you're going to tell your team, you know? So just learning all of that has been a really big challenge because I've never worked in a business environment with bosses and with employee and coworkers, you know?
And I love what you said about mistakes being learning experience. I definitely agree with that. I think there is no losses, just redirection. Can you tell me about a time where maybe there was a perceived loss that you experienced and what you learned from that experience?
Yeah, one, I was actually sharing the story last night. So I started my tour company 4 years ago. And my first trip was to Ecuador, and I did everything wrong. Like, but it's funny because I had no idea that there could be another way of doing it. I did it the way that I thought it was supposed to be done. And again, it's just leading with a dream. And you know, I went to Ecuador. I brought three women with me. Thank God they were all like makeup artists or people in my industry that respected me. So they, you know, so they were kind of with me on this journey. You know, when I had my breakdowns, they were like, it's okay. Like, don't worry.
We got
We
you.
got you. Because if it would have been strangers the way it is now, you know, it could have been a different conversation. Maybe I could have been sued. But I, you know, I just didn't know how else to do it. And when I did it, the best part of it all is now knowing how I did that, I don't even know if I could do it that way ever again. You know, but I did it, and I did it with such trust, and I don't know if that makes sense, but I was so naive, and I did it the best way that I could, not knowing anything. And now I don't even know if I would have the guts to do it the way that I did it that first time. And it's crazy because I did it, but I don't know how it worked. I really don't know, but now I know that I needed that to happen so I could never make those mistakes again. And it's what's built my business into a new space. I would never be this tour operator doing these kind of things if I would have never worked on that experience the way that I did. Because through that, I was able to understand my client and what they needed. And because if I would have done it perfectly, I wouldn't have learned anything from it. And I needed to learn a lot. So,
That's so true. That's so true. Those growing pains that we go through to get us to that next level. Did you always have this love of travel?
I will say no. I think that I when you know when I traveled as a kid, I went to Florida. That was like my main travel trip until 19 years old, you know. And so that was my daily vacation. But I read this book called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Have you read it by any chance?
I've read a portion of it. I haven't finished it. I will say
That
that.
book changed my life. And what that book, I read that someone randomly gave me that book as a 16-year-old on a train going to New York City on St. Patrick's Day. And yeah, and it
Interesting.
was really random the way this man just came up to me, just like gave me this book to read, you know? And it took me 3 years to read that book. But what that book told me, it said that you have to like imagine the craziest, wildest thing that you never thought possible for your life and go and do it right now. And that moment, I was like, what is the craziest, most random thing? Like, I didn't know what that could be for me. And I said, I think travel, because I've never left home. I've never gone anywhere. And what I wonder if travel would be like that crazy thing that I never thought possible. And I literally, when I wrote it down, I called like the airline because I think there wasn't like even internet or something. Like I forget why. And I booked a flight to go to London and Paris. And since then, I just fell in love with the idea of being uncomfortable and scared and being able to break through that. So travel to me, like that's what travel is. Travel sometimes is luxury. Sometimes it is, you know, being like relaxed. But what I actually enjoy the most out of travel is the fear and the uncomfortableness of not knowing what can happen and being lost. And I love being lost because, and that's what sparked my travel passion. The idea of like leaving everything I thought behind, entering a new world, and really having to question who I am and how I show up. So I fell in love with travel because of that.
I love that. And how have you been able to kind of merge your beauty with travel, with around the world beauty?
So the way that I was able to merge is that just focusing on the beauty. So whenever I land somewhere, I ask. I do my research before I go there and I start searching for that deeper beauty conversation. So I wish there was like a little formula, but something that really helps me though is a lot of cosmetic companies and a lot of beauty products are all inspired by an ingredient or they're all inspired by a story. And not so much then, now everything is about global beauty, but back then it's like you really needed to find out like why Tarte was inspired by the Amazon, you know, and they would create a whole line campaign inspired by that. And I said, okay, well, that's a good place to start. If Tarte is talking about the Amazon and the volcanic mud that their products are made from, why don't I go to the Amazon and learn about that volcanic mud? So I kind of use the beauty industry as and the beauty products as my itinerary of going to search for these things. Like I was kind of like a documentarist in a way. I was like working backwards on why these brands were creating campaigns based on these ingredients and because I wanted to know the real truth behind it. And that's how I was really able to merge both worlds. And I started with the blog. And through the blog, I was able to get a lot of people to start watching the experiences. And then they were like, we want to come with you. And I was like, yeah, let's make it happen. Let's bring you to Morocco where we learn about Kajal and the Hammam. And I love it. It's my world. I've been doing beauty since I'm 14. So to me, it comes very easily to speak on that level, you know?
Awesome. What advice would you give another woman who would love to do what you're doing?
That's a great question because I get a lot of emails about that. And if I can, I just be super honest with you because right now I'm having one of those mornings where I'm like, just
Absolutely.
say the truth, nothing but the truth, you know?
Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm
Yeah.
here for. Yeah,
I would
absolutely.
say if I was to respond to those emails that I get all the time, and this is what I always really want to say, but then I'm like, oh, okay, don't worry, like keep going. Like, you know, I kind of sugarcoat it a little bit because I don't have the time to really full heartedly tell them what they have to do. And what I would tell them if I had the moment, I would say, just get out there and do it. There's not going to be a right way. There's not going to be a wrong way. Don't fear that someone's going to take your idea. I'm not fearful that you're going to go and do it how I'm doing it. It doesn't matter. Because the thing is, the only difference between me and them is that I actually freaking did it. And it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be very fearful. You're going to have, like, I've gone through some things traveling the world, you know? But at the end of the day, just get out there and do it. There is no, like, legit walkway for you to follow. It's finding the people and that's the thing, like you have to, not you have to, but a lot of the times that I've been able to make my biggest connections when I'm traveling and learning about this stuff is through the people that just magically appeared along my path. Or it was a connection that someone randomly at a restaurant that I was talking to as my waitress said, oh, you should meet this person. Oh, you should go to this spa. So it's be open to allowing the magic of the world and the goodness of people to lead you to find what you're meant to create. Because what I always say about around the world beauty and is that this is so much bigger than me. And that's why I'm able to execute with such passion and with such drive because I don't take credit for the relationships that I have. That is God's work. Like, I don't know how these people have come into my life to bless me in this way. It's a little bit of research on my end, but really it's like there's a higher power that's working in my favor because they know that this stuff is so important to share. And we're like changing people's lives with travel. So I would say just get out there and do it. Just start. Don't be fearful. Book that flight. Go. Just basically, it's just go.
Yes, I love it. And I think that is exactly what people need to hear. Because I feel like sometimes people try to do like a carbon copy of what the next person is doing. It's like, you can't do it. You just have to do it for yourself and whatever that path looks like for you. that's the path that you need to follow.
Exactly.
I absolutely love that. Have you had a project or a moment yet that you just had to pause and be like, yes, I'm here, I'm doing it? Like one of those moments that's like, wow, like I'm here, like I'm actually doing this.
Yeah. I feel like those happen like once a day. Or like,
I love that.
You're like, oh shit, yes. Like, oh my God, I'm really into it. And then there's those opposite moments where you're like, what am I doing? And like, and it happens all in the same day. It's like, I can be going up in the elevator and be like, my life is great, I'm killing it. And then go down and it's like, what am I doing with my life? Oh my God. Like it happens all the time. But I would say that I actually won a scholarship to go to Dartmouth this year on behalf of Shea Moisture.
Oh my gosh, congrats. That's amazing.
Thank you. And for me, it wasn't that I won the fellowship to go to this amazing school. It was the reason I cried so much when this happened, because what this represented wasn't just me as a winner or me making sense as a business. This opportunity came from an encounter that I had 4 years ago, randomly in a store. And I never gave up on pitching this person and talking to this person, building a relationship with this person, letting them know what I was up to, sending newsletters, you know, all of that hard work I knew was the reason why I got this opportunity. It wasn't that I had the perfect business plan and the perfect finances and it was divine. It wasn't that. It really touched me in my heart, because I knew that this was a 5-year in the making opportunity. And it wasn't an overnight thing. And for me, that's when I like, that's a moment that I've been like really proud of myself and been like, wow, like everything counts. Every little thing counts. Every Christmas card counts. Every email counts. Every person counts. And so for me, yeah, that was a very big moment that I'm really proud of.
That's amazing. How do you celebrate your wins when moments like those happen? How do you celebrate?
I cry. I cry all the time. I cry all the time. I think I need to probably do it more. I think I need to get together and like actually light a candle and acknowledge all the stuff that we've been able to create as women and as whether, you know, so many things. But I cry a lot. I cry a lot. Like I'm not even kidding. I cry all the time because I'm just very grateful, overwhelmed. I'm scared. I'm excited. You know, it's all part of the same like feeling of emotion that I get sometimes. And I don't know if that's how every entrepreneur feels, but you know, I watch a documentary. That's also how I celebrate. I just take the time to like be human sometimes too, you know?
Absolutely. What don't we see behind it all?
That's a good question. What you don't see behind it all is the normalness of being just a regular girl and being a 31-year-old trying to live her best life in New York City. And when I say that, it's not always perfect. I'm also dealing with my personal things, and I want to get married and I want to have my kids. And so I think what people instantly see is a strong woman who has it all together and, you know, is going after everything. And that's amazing, because that's what we've created with social media. But I think what people don't see is that when you meet me, like I like to think that I'm so down to earth, and not because of what I've been able to create, but because like I really care about like genuinely connecting with people and good people. So I think what people don't see is that we also have a crazy side, a fun side, a wild side. And so, and also an organizational side that is why we are able to execute on the level that we can. Like, oh, and the other thing that you don't see is the countless hours that we take investing in our minds. That's what I really think people don't see. Is like, I think people a lot of times will see that you're able to get results, but there is so much mental mind work that goes behind being able to just learn each thing one at a time, whether it's podcasts that we're listening to, whether it's books that we're reading, whether it's courses that we're taking in person, online. Like that knowledge and education is never ending, and I feel like that's what people really actually don't see. So yeah, I would say that's because a lot of times, even like people that I know, they're like, oh, like how do you do it? How are you able to balance this? And it's like, well, you got to read the books, you got to watch the documentaries, you got to listen to the podcast, you got to get out there and network. That's all part of the business, the growth and the strategy. And you know, last night I went to a meeting from like 6 to 10 p.m. to sit with someone, let them educate me on how you run a tour business and how I can scale. Like those are, you know, they might, those are really part of everything that we do is like, and I think people don't see that because we don't really post about that.
That's true. It's like the blah stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's the most important thing is the learning and the education. It's nonstop. It does not stop.
Yeah, and people are just like, oh, it just happened to her. She's so lucky. Like she knows this one. And it's like, oh no. Like there, you
Not
know,
at
I will
all.
always have a book in my hand. I will always have a book in my
Yes.
hand. And I will always be having my earbuds in with a podcast playing. And yes, judge me for not being in reality sometimes, but this is what feeds my soul to keep me going. 'Cause it's so easy to get
Exactly.
stuck on like, what am I doing? And once you hear someone else's story, you're like, yes, like I can do this too, you know?
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. And I saw some highlights from one of your beauty walking tours in New York, not so long ago. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, maybe. Tell my listeners just a little bit about that and what else you're working on.
Yeah, absolutely. So we launched a beauty and wellness walking journey here in New York City with Airbnb, and where you can sign up and do a 3-hour walking tour of Soho, New York, and learn about beauty secrets to beauty products that are making a difference around the world. And it's also like kind of a global beauty experience because we visit everything from a Brazilian shop to a herbal bathing shop that's inspired by Turkey and Japan. We visit clean beauty stops, green beauty stops, indie beauty stops, and we just learn about what exactly does it mean to detox your beauty, and that's mind, body, and soul. And after the 3 hours, we're having a little appetizer. We drink a little bit of red wine. We share in this space. And my goal is that anyone that comes on our experience will literally see beauty completely different. And they can see beauty within themselves. And when they make a product choice and what they're going to buy, inspired by what we teach them on this experience. Because as a traveler, as someone who does this globally, my own beauty philosophy as a beauty expert has changed. And this is a really great opportunity to bring people of all walks of life that are curious about beauty, who want to go shopping or want to learn something different, to come and share some time with us. And it's really, really fun. And it's in New York City. That's our first city launch.
Awesome, amazing. And then with Around the World Beauty, I saw that you guys are going to different countries as well with expanding that there too. I saw one, I think in India, which I am just, I looked down that itinerary. I was like, oh my gosh. So that's in 2020. I may be on that one.
Yes. They're amazing, and they're incredible. And the whole idea is that we partner up with women-owned businesses globally. We focus on the ancient beauty secrets of these cultures and these traditions, and we recreate them. So we as I'm not going to say strangers, but we as women who are curious can learn about these authentically. And, you know, at the end of the day, I'm Latina. You know, I have my Indian sisters, I have my Black sisters, I have my Asian sisters. And what I'm trying to do is to merge that cross-cultural experience so everyone can feel connected to one another. Because at the end of the day, it's really people are like, are you Indian? Are you this? Are you that? And I'm like, I'm all because I love every single culture, and I love how the food is, I love how music is. And so my goal with our tours is for you to be immersed in these cultures so you can also leave saying, wow, I love this part that I didn't know even existed or that I wanted to learn more about. And it just changes not only your life, but it changes the future of everything, from how you're going to switch from wearing all black to all color now, you know, to the food that you're willing to try. You might recommend an Indian restaurant now because you're confident in what Indian food is. And, you know, it's just, and I love that. That's really like what our whole tour company is about, is, you know, merging that conversation through beauty. And it's really special.
I love it. So this part of the show is called The Real Deal Behind the Hustle Moment. And it's just a series of little short questions to let our listeners get to know you a little bit better. So, how do you define self-care, and what does self-care look like for you?
Self-care. looks like for me to talk to others about the reality of where you're at and just meditating, whether you're talking to yourself or whether you're talking to others. But I feel that that is my self-care, is being able to share what's going on in my mind and share it with others who I feel are on the same grind, or share it with myself and be compassionate when I'm sharing it. So it can be during a meditation.
Mm-hmm. And then, are you an introvert or extrovert?
I would say I'm an extrovert with introvert tendencies. Mm-hmm. I think anyone that would see me is definitely like, oh, she's totally an extrovert. But I think I'm a little bit of both.
And then, can you share like a quote, a verse, or a mantra that keeps you encouraged?
Yeah. So my favorite quote is one that came to me one day, and it said, "You're one of a kind, born to make a difference. Live a life of dreams and goals coming true." And that, I say that before I get on stage. I say it before I am going to do something. I truly believe that I'm here. We're all here to live a life of dreams and goals coming true. And that can be anything from just being a mom, you know, but I believe that wholeheartedly we're all here to be working for a bigger purpose, for humanity. And so that's my favorite quote.
And then, what's a tool or app that helps you manage your life or work that you couldn't live without?
Oh my God, my passion planner. And I wish I had my affiliate code here so I could give it to you guys, but I know that this thing, I sleep with it. It sleeps. It might as well be my boyfriend, because it's the first thing that I look at in the morning. It's the last thing I look at night, and it's constantly being written on. I lost it on a train, and someone sent me a message on Facebook and was like, I found your planner, and I'm worried that you can't live without this.
So oh my gosh.
And give this back to you. And when he gave it back to me, I was like crying. I was like, I don't know what I would have done without this, because I write everything down. I write what time I wake up, what time, like I write everything. If I lost that thing, I don't know what I would do. So a passion planner is my thing.
I'm definitely going to have to check that out and get that information from
it's
you.
It's crazy.
Because I'm the same way. I write everything down, and I cannot live without putting something in my calendar. Yes. I do not know how to function if it's not written down.
Exactly. And I try to get onto the iPad, and I try to get technology, and there's just something about the pen on the paper, you know?
Exactly. Yep, exactly. I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
What do you want people to say about you when you aren't in the room?
I want to have a conversation with you, and I want to look at you in your eyes, and I want to love you for who you are in this moment. So what I want people to say when I walk out is like, that girl really loves her life and loves people. Mm-hmm. Because if they're not saying that, then what's the point of me being alive? Like, really, I just don't understand when you go to a networking event and it's like people are sitting together in a group of five and not letting people in, you know? I'm just like, the whole point of us is to connect, to see how we can help each other. So if anything, I want them to say, that's a girl that loves what she's doing, but that's a girl that's going to go somewhere. Because I think that when I show up into the room, sometimes I'm fearful, and sometimes I let my light dwindle down and I get insecure and those thoughts come up, and then I have to tell myself that quote, you're one of a kind, born to make a difference. You're here on this planet Earth to grow and to be 100%, to live that life of dreams and goals coming true. So once I tell myself that, I remind myself that, like, I'm here for a purpose, and that purpose is to be engaged with a community and to share what I'm up to, because we're changing the world with our businesses. So don't be scared. Get out there. Go say something. And so if that's what I want them to say, is like, that girl's loving her life. She's trying to live her best life, period, you know?
And then fill in the blank. My name is, and one truth about the hustle is.
So my name is Stephanie Floor. And one truth about the hustle is that it's not always easy, but it's worth it.
Yes, definitely so. Thank you so much, Stephanie. You have such an amazing story. And I really appreciate you for taking time out of your hustle to share your story with us. Please let our listeners know how they can connect with you.
Yeah, so you can follow me on social. It's at Stephanie Floor. Our Around the World Beauty social is at ATW Beauty. Our website is aroundtheworldbeauty.com. And we would love to invite you to come beauty explore the world with us. If you have a passion for beauty and travel and wellness, we invite you to come get outside your comfort zone and explore the truth of beauty through different cultures and through different experiences. So
thanks so much for listening today. Please rate, subscribe, and share the podcast. I would love to hear from you. You can connect with Girl Behind the Hustle on Instagram or Facebook at Girl Behind the Hustle, or by email at heygirl@girlbehindthehustle.com. You can connect with the community on our website at girlbehindthehustle.com. Until next week, hustle and grace.